My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Belinda just wants to pay her rent, and all she gets is bullshit. And is Davin the best part of the scammer's wife's day? Listen and enjoy.
You know, I work my ass off lying to people, and, you know, you're with him, you know. Do you have a thing for him? No, he's just a mark. Really? I don't believe it. I looked at some of the notes. Because stupid planted the seed over here, you know.
Tom says, all this conversation is missing is some Midol, a box of bonbons, and a Lifetime man-hater movie of the week.
That's funny. A little old rom-com to get you through there, Tommy, right?
She goes, you said the scripts I wrote with you without even letting me know. Whether you have sold it or not, you are the best person to know. That you said, the English is terrible here. You said it is, I don't know if A broke. No, it didn't. I just don't know why they can't spell anymore.
Because he's probably pissed.
You know what?
Yeah.
You might be.
You're writing porn, because you know writing porn.
Well, I think he had a hand in that. I think he had a hand in the porn. Because she had said my cousin. I think so. I don't think it was her writing the porn.
That's true.
She said, to clear yourself. At least I have given you something to clear yourself with. I just need to pay my rent before the month ends. I ask you for help, but all I get is bullshit.
Yes.
Because, you know, if there's one thing a scammer hates, it's bullshit.
And that's you. Yes. And that's them to you, right?
That's them to me.
Yeah.
You know right there, go, son of a bitch.
Everything is coming out. My wife, I can't get a dime out of you. You're an asshole. You're a pain in my neck. You won't shut up. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Everything is coming out.
This has got to be pissing him off.
Obviously.
You're talking to him. I let her handle one stupid mark.
Absolutely.
She's talking to him all the time. She's like, oh. Perfect.
Not only can we get a dime out, like I said, he's a pain in the ass. He's stupid. Now my wife is, I think, has fallen in love with this son of a bitch. You know,
I might have to call him and play the first call from a couple of weeks ago when she sounded all excited to hear me.
Yeah.
Explain that, stupid.
Oh, yeah. What's that all about?
Explain
huh?
that, stupid.
Somebody's going to get backhanded with a bone again.
Yeah, apparently so, yeah. No.
I go, I did not send any scripts. There is nothing that can be done with what we worked on. I go, I never gave you bullshit. You don't want to play that game. Let me ask you, the money was coming in December. My divorce was getting finalized. Why did you come clean when you did?
Oh, yeah. Why?
That's what I asked. She goes, you think it's about the money? You haven't even given me a dime since we started talking. But you always think it's about money. I'm not that cheap, you know. I have some pride left in me. Do ya? I romanced your gal. You got no money. You know I'm dealing bullshit. Do you got pride?
You threw a do you on that?
No. I'm saying to you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, to us. Not to do you to her. Him. Whatever.
I go, I stopped thinking it was about money, but now it is clear to me it is about money. I did not change. I loved you through all the lies and personal hell our relationship put me through. You were walking out on me when I need you. She goes, You can take your money. I can see now you had no intention of helping me. All you did was to go around in circles. Thanks for everything. I think it'll be wise to part ways so we can both continue our lives. We'll find help from somewhere else.
Well, find help from someplace else.
Quit writing my wife, you son of a bitch. It's pretty much the backstory.
I got a rehab, you crazy bastard.
Now remember, as Agnes, she had asked for some help.
Yes.
From some people. Not from everybody, but there was a few where she had asked for some help.
But the writing style, I know that. The backstory, the facts are there, but the writing style is totally different.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying that. No, this is the guy.
This isn't
my guy.
Yeah, he's reading out of the notes, but the writing style is the guy. And he's pretty pissed off.
Yeah, I
he's not
off.
Happy.
He's like, I'm going to kick that juju man in the nuts.
Oh, he's sore as hell with you because,
I gave you my wife's best tampon and this is what we get. We wrung it out and everything and took the eyes of a chicken and I ain't got squat.
And like I said, man,
best tampon?
His wife is like,
it was in the ass, you know, confused. Joe was advising.
Best part of his wife's day. You're the best part.
I am.
You're the best part of his wife's day.
He's not going to enjoy looking at the notes.
No. Oh,
no.
Lisa
says, no, it's all about the love.
Not in that house, man. There was a big spat in that house that night.
Oh, yeah.
So then I go.
Probably.
And I scream. I was trying like hell to help you. I told you I am broke. I told you I have nothing. I told you I'm being washed. I told you I'm in legal trouble. What do you want me to do? I told you all of this all along.
Yes,
and I did.
And you did.
That's a good counterpoint. You know, for all that, it's a good counterpoint. You were up front with everything.
Yeah.
You did not hide one thing.
Bullshit,
well,
yeah, it's all bullshit, but I mean,
except we're doing a radio show where we're scamming them. You know, besides that shit, you were up front with everything else.
And you can just forget that little detail.
Little detail. Everything else, you were up front.
Mike, I was completely up front with my fabrication.
Right, exactly.
Yes.
Unlike them, where I had to discover fabrication. As
you were consistent about your fabrication.
Yes.
As my pal Lenore says, I didn't lie. I just withheld the truth. So,
no, I lied.
It's Lenore's fault.
Yeah.
I go, when did you stop loving me? Did you ever love me? She goes, I guess this is the end. I can't afford spending the little I have on airtime. This is goodbye. Good luck with the rest of your life. I go, fine. It's a shame because I was working on things for us, but I guess you had no faith in me.
There's a little hook. There's a little hook. Threw a little line out.
I'm done going around in circles with you. Even if I don't go away from you, I don't have money to keep coming on Facebook anymore. I told you I did it for old time's sake. But clearly my money is finished, and I can't do it anymore. It'll be better to part ways. Keep what you have and do something else with it. And it's not about faith. It's about reality.
All right, old time...
Reality?
No.
Wait a minute. What was that thing about? I came back for old times' sake. So you're telling me this conversation was a pity fuck?
No.
Is that what you're telling me?
No. What an old times' sake was is when the whole thing when Dick El Dorado died and he wanted to get in touch with Mavis, and then he got in touch with
Belinda. How could you forget her?
I'm sorry because I'm trying to get names together. And Belinda, that kind of triggered it. Now. They have to go back to Belinda and discuss the whole Mavis Dick El Dorado thing. Now they're in old timey land.
Okay.
Now they're reconnecting and how are you? Blah 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 blah. But we got to move out of this right now because this whole thing has been wasting money.
Right.
The husband's got to get back and start playing hardball.
Right.
So he's pissed off that he had to stop and go through that nonsense.
No, I see.
And that's why he's mentioning old time's sake for him. For old time's sake, you know? And then we had to go back. For old time's sake.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.